Morning. I saw yesterday the weather was supposed to be beautiful. It's a beautiful day out there. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's Psalm 118:24. So today I'd like to read a psalm of the King of Glory. And it's Psalm 24. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. You know, we're all here for one reason today, and that's to worship the King of Glory. This King of Glory can be none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and may we raise his name on high today. So if you'll join me in prayer, please. Lord Almighty, as we worship you today, may we raise our voices in song and praise to you. May we bring glory and honor to you. May you find our worship pleasing as we worship you and adorn you. You are our God and our King. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, may we praise his holy name forever. Amen.